Hey guys, Lady Luck here. Are you going on any road trips this summer? I know I'm going to be going on a bunch of road trips. And being that I'm going to be passenger princess, I love playing on SpinQuest.com. SpinQuest has all of my favorite slot games, live blackjack, live craps. Head on over to SpinQuest right now and get yourself a $30 coin pack for just $10.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Listen, it's the Burt Show.
All right, so my wife here is turning 40 years old. She's not hiding it.
Happy birthday!
She is not hiding it. Hi, baby. Yay. How you doing, honey?
I'm good.
How are you? What's up? You sound a little... You okay?
I didn't sleep. I slept like 2 hours last night. I'm stressed. I'm trying to chill out.
Why are you stressed?
There's just a lot of people coming, a lot of stuff to get done. I'm being taken away from the house so much, which I'm excited about. I'm not complaining. It's just I just have a lot I had to get done before I leave the house. So I'm just trying to, I just run around like a freaking, I'm glad there's trim. I love trim.
Healthy trim.
Wow.
I don't know that that's an endorsement right there.
Just, you know, out of
curiosity. She's substituting her cigarettes for healthy trim.
Nice.
How many of those are you taking?
Well, because 40, you know, I have 2 more days still to lose the last pound. I'm taking 2 in the morning, and I'm, you know, so whatever. It gets me very hyper for like 2 hours, and then I'm fine. But normally I only take one because that's why.
Yeah, I felt like I just sped this this talk up just a little bit.
She's going through healthy trim the way I go through Skittles.
Just use a comma and a period from time to time. We're going to be okay here, baby.
Take a deep breath.
Stacey, why are you worried about your party? Why don't you just ignore it and let Burt be in charge?
She doesn't have any idea what's going on. We have left her in the dark.
Charge.
No, she's not. She's
no,
totally
you
not.
Are.
You have to understand, I have a control issue, which I work on weekly at my therapy, but because of my control issue, the OCD gets really bad when I'm out of control, and if I don't know the plans, I get nervous, and so I've been acting kind of crazy.
And this is like a 3 or 4 day celebration. We had family party last night with the kids. Oh. I'm taking her somewhere today. She has no idea where we're going.
Mm-hmm.
Then we've got plans for her on Friday. Then the big party is on Saturday, and we're going to have like 80 people within our house and our neighbor's house. And she has no idea what's going on. So she's sketched out to the max. And what she really needs right now is a cigarette.
Hey, Bert, are you taking, is it a road trip?
I'm having a cigarette.
Because you may want to invest in a pill of some sort, too. You got to be in a car with her.
Well, she'll calm down in like an hour and a half, 2 hours, and she's like a normal person. But these next 2 hours, it's going to go by very quickly. All right, so let's talk about the smoking thing here, because I've talked about it a lot during the show.
Mm-hmm.
And I've tried to be as patient as a husband can be. And this was like, this is like a deal breaker for me. But I have felt for months, if not a year now, that you weren't ready. And I wasn't going to push you on it. I think I pushed initially, and I just said, you know what, just keep it away from me, and if this is really what you got to do, this is what you got to do. And then about a month and a half ago, we sat down, and I said, Stace, we have a problem here.
Mm-hmm.
For a whole bunch of different reasons. Health reasons. I hate the fact that every time she puts a cigarette in her mouth that it could be causing her one last day with her family and her kids. And then the superficial part of the whole thing is the smoke in her hair when I go to kiss my baby, it smells like an ashtray. That's that part of it too.
Mm-hmm.
So we had a long talk one night and she came up with a date. She's like, all right, just give, not on my back, not one word about it until this date. And then I'll stop that day. And that day's coming up this weekend, right?
Yes.
Is it going to be Saturday or Sunday?
Sunday.
Yeah. Okay. After
the party.
Yes. Okay.
Yeah, I think that's smart. Saturday.
I say you just plow through enough of them and you've got such a hangover headache, you never want to touch another one ever again.
Oh, I cannot tell you. Since I set my quit date, mm-hmm. which I told no one, and then Bert had that talk, we had that talk, and then I went ahead and told him. So once I put it out there, now I have to do it. Because mm-hmm. if I didn't tell anybody and I didn't feel like I was ready, I could wait. But mm-hmm. now I put it out there, so I love to smoke. As stupid as it is, it's disgusting. It's stupid. It tells you right on the box you're going to die if you do this. But I love to smoke, and it's like the last thing that has a hold on me. Mm-hmm. And so I've worked really hard to eliminate outside things to make me feel better, and I'm trying to learn to do that on my own. And these cigarettes just have this hold on me, and I. can't seem to stop them. And then ever since I set the quit date, I've been smoking like insane amount of cigarettes.
She has, man.
Which will make it harder to stop.
Well, I was talking to a friend of mine who is a, like, you know, I've been smoking on and off since I was 15. And I've quit a couple of times for long periods of time.
Mm-hmm.
And so
Pennsylvania, dude.
He said to me, don't say you're quitting. Just say you're stopping. Because smokers, something will happen and it will be the most random thing. And you may pick it up again 20 years from now. Who knows? God help me if I do. But he just made it like, it just made, like, I didn't feel like I'd failed all those other times because I was feeling like I kept failing at quitting. Mm-hmm. And so it just kind of took some pressure off, and now it doesn't feel as hard. But he said, are you smoking like three times what you normally do? And another friend of mine who's quit smoking asked me the same question. I'm like, yes. So I guess everyone does this right before they know they're going to quit. They smoke like mad.
Well, Stacey, one thing we haven't talked about is why did you choose Sunday as your date?
Because there are a couple of reasons. I mean, one, I'm 40. You know, how much longer is it going to take me to understand that this is really not the thing to be doing? You know, I mean, by 40, I should be able to understand that.
Mm-hmm.
And two, I mean, if anything, it's so selfish of me to have children and a husband, and then I take that risk every day, every time I have a cigarette, that I could take time from them. And that's so selfish and unfair. And you know, they say don't quit for other people, that you should quit for yourself. And I am, but I'm also quitting for them because that's what I got to do. I mean, it's just the right thing to do. As hard as it is, it's just so stupid.
Are you planning on using like any Nicorette or like one of those?
I don't do anything that way. It's all or nothing. I've done everything that way. It's how I do things. I know that.
But it hasn't worked up to this point. So why would you think it's going to
work? Well, it has for everything else I've ever quit. So,
well, turkey.
Have you thought about the hypnosis that we talked about?
I have. And I guess what I kind of my plan is that I'm going to go cold turkey. But if I feel like the cravings are too difficult, then I'm going to go see Sean right away.
Good.
And try that first. Because I don't want to replace it with another thing. So I don't want the Nicorette. I don't want the patch thing. I don't want those blue cigarettes that you smoke the air. I just feel like, that's just replacing the same thing. And the whole purpose is to replace this with my own self-will.
I've replaced it with bacon.
Just kidding. That's the other thing you don't want to replace it with is lots of food.
I've replaced something with bacon, but I've never smoked. I don't know what it is, but I'll eat bacon every day.
And you don't know what you replaced.
Bacon.
Here's Ashley. Good morning. You're on Q100. Hi.
Hi. I just wanted to tell Stacey, I wish you the best of luck, and I really hope and pray for your kids and for Bert that you are able to accomplish this, because at age 36, my mom had her first massive heart attack.
Mm.
She's had two since. Her doctors tell her, put the cigarettes down or you're going to die. And as her 35-year-old daughter now, every time I see her light up a cigarette, it just breaks my heart because I feel the same way. It's taken a day away from us. So I wish you the best of luck.
Well, I know she's going to do great on this whole thing. I mean, unfortunately, Stacey set the precedent where she showed me that she can quit anything she wants in one day. I mean, she was on pain-killing medication for years, and in one day she decided to quit, and that was it. Never gone back.
Cigarettes will be harder.
You think cigarettes are going to be harder?
Yes.
Really?
I think cigarettes will be harder, but I also believe you can do it.
Yeah, I think you can do it.
And now that you've claimed it publicly, that's another reason to do it.
All right, darling, I got to take off. I'm proud of you.
Okay.
You got this, girl.
She
you
got
this.
Yeah.
You're gonna be successful.
You
you're
got
gonna be
this.
Fine.
You totally got this.
You know, this is a this one feels different, and I'll tell you why it feels different. It feels different because at this point, it's not a choice anymore. It's required. It's something that I have to do. Mm-hmm. It's not really a choice.
I'm with you.
I do it or I die. It's the same as the drugs.
Okay.
So it's the same thing, and I guess most addicts after they get off their drugs are right on the cigarettes because you just need a replacement in the meantime, and I feel like that's kind of what I did. But I'll be clean 2 years in June, and I shouldn't need this anymore at 2 years.
Is it wrong? Is it wrong to do a Burt Show bet on this? Or
yes, it would be totally wrong.
This is the Burt Show.
Hey, everybody. Lady Luck here. And we're celebrating America's 250th birthday. Now, all summer long, I'm going to be celebrating by playing on SpinQuest.com, which is an American-owned social casino. It obviously features over 1,000 slot games and live blackjack, live craps, live bubble craps. Head on over to SpinQuest.com. Get yourself a $30 coin pack for just 10 bucks.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.